For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
While we have plenty to get into, whether it's the football teams that are a mess, the Yankees in the World Series, the overreaction to the Mets loss, BT, today is a day. I get on the train, I see fellow Knicks fans wearing their gear, I come into work, Patty Boyle's dressed up in Knicks gear, you're dressed up in Knicks gear, I've got my Knicks shirt on. The championship run begins tonight for our New York Knicks, BT!
I love the energy, but I do think that not only you, and I hate to be the bearer of but potentially bad news, last season's dead, and everybody needs to understand that this is a very different team. You know, one thing that's never played well in New York is finesse with basketball. As Patrick Ewing, when he was getting crushed, flicking jump shots. Ask Allen Houston, who was maybe the best shooter they ever had. He was getting crushed. The player that they brought in to take the Knicks from where they were to where we all want them to go is a finesse player who wants to flick 5, 6, 7 threes a night, who, by the way, is also immensely gifted. There's no doubt. Karl Anthony Towns has never felt an ounce of pressure in his NBA career. He probably felt more pressure at Kentucky than he did with the Minnesota Timberwolves, who nobody cares about in terms of the grand stage of the NBA. Sal, I'm pumped up. I love the Knicks. Right. I'm not trying to be that guy. You're right. I got the old school shooting jacket on. But I'm watching everybody walk around, and I'm listening to some of the conversations, and there seems to be, you know, and I understand hope, but there seems to be an expectation. We're good. We'll go next step, conference finals, 56, 58, 59, 60 wins, NBA finals. Here we go. Whoa. Tap the brakes. The Knicks bench right now is not good. The Knicks bench has injuries, and the Knicks heart, the heart from the team last year, has changed radically with DiVincenzo gone. I love this team. I'm rooting for him. Do I see him as a champion today? I don't.
Now, it's a long way to go, obviously, but I think Karl Anthony Towns is the perfect fit for this roster. And don't you think that the game has changed to a point? Like, I'm a 90s Knicks fan. We talk about that. You and I grew up watching that team. The game has changed, though, to a point where it is a finesse league. And while I don't love it, and they still have an old school coach who's going to teach them defense with Ananobi, Bridges, obviously good defensive players. All right, Karl Anthony Towns is a big who's not going to be a physical beast. He's going to be a guy that's going to knock down threes, which was, to me, exactly what they needed, a big who could stretch the floor. When I look at this Knicks team, now I know they got to play the games on the floor and it's not played on paper, but it all fits together well. They have the superstar in Brunson. They have the other pieces. You know, Bridges, again, Adenobi. They have all those, Josh Hart and what he brings. And Karl Anthony Towns was the final piece, the perfect piece to this puzzle. There are questions about the chemistry, and we got to see how they gel. It's a long way. Like, if they get smoked by Boston tonight, it doesn't mean everything's
no,
over.
No, that's forget about tonight. Yeah, I mean, you want to win, but I'm not judging. It's one game.
Same way, even if they beat Boston, like, the regular season really doesn't mean much.
Well, for Knicks fans, if they win tonight, it's going to be absolute bonkers.
I know. Well,
you know,
that's where you got to pump the brakes.
I got you.
But I think Karl Anthony Towns is the perfect fit. I'd rather have, and I loved Randall, and I love Randall's toughness and attitude, but Karl Anthony Towns is better and a better fit for what they need.
He's a better fit for the modern NBA. He's a better fit for the pick and roll with Jalen Brunson. I'm not disagreeing with the basketball stuff. You're right. I mean, watching once their chemistry is really there and he's banging in jump shots, which he's going to basically do every night because he's 40% from behind the arc, and you don't know if you're going to try to stop Jalen, or if you're going to sag off and try to stop Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, the Knicks are going to just go at you and pick you apart. I'm not talking about that. We could do 5 hours on why the Knicks could win 60 games and win the championship. What I'm telling everyone, you need to understand the pressure that is now on Karl Anthony Towns, that he has not provided that answer yet. He's played in complete obscurity. He's done nothing as an NBA. The stats are good. He's won nothing. And last year, they took a big step forward. He had some really alarmingly bad games. The reason why Minnesota went forward as a program is because of your guy, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, I love him.
I know you do, and you loved him from day one. Not so much Karl Anthony Towns. And please, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. He might be, as I think about this, not might be. He is the most talented Knicks big of all time because Patrick couldn't handle and do the things that he does. And obviously,
maybe most skilled.
Most skilled. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just skilled.
Trying to think, though. I don't like you besmerging Patrick.
That's not to besmirch. Interesting word. That's not to denigrate Patrick. It's really to let people know that, trust me, I know what Carl's bringing in terms of talent. What people need to know, and I need to find out before I'm going to say this team can win a championship, the first time something really goes awry, guess who's getting the heat? Guess who's feeling the bullets? It ain't our boy Brunson, who left $100 million on the table. He is insulated forever. He's our guy. We will protect him with our last dying breath. The target is going to be Karl Anthony Towns, and he has yet to show that he's got the toughness and the shoulders to handle that burden. That's all
now,
I'm saying.
Now,
he very well might have it. He's got to show it.
Now, why him and not Bridges? Just because he's a bigger star or bigger name?
Better player.
But Bridges is supposed to be the difference maker. I mean, when they got Bridges, he's supposed to be another budgeting star in this league. Defensive guy, going to be able to score, knock down shots from the outside as well.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, the biggest question mark, I don't disagree with Karl Anthony Towns like needing to prove himself here. But the biggest issue to me would be chemistry, and there are two big pieces of that. It's not just Karl Anthony Towns, Bridges as well. Yeah, Cat is the latest and greatest big shiny new toy that they brought in, but let's not overlook Bridges and his importance to this team as well. They need both those guys. So the Knicks fans fell in love with the team the last couple of seasons, specifically last year, and it's a totally different team. But it's not just Cat; it's also Bridges.
Understood. Now, by the way, we've been so wrapped up with the baseball and the football. Mikal Bridges' jump shot suddenly is gone. Like, this is a little bit of a side story going into the season. Like, he's had some mechanical tweaks along the way since he left Villanova, and it's been a little problematic. I don't want to turn this into Bridges, although he's more than an ancillary piece. Right. He's good. And 40% for the quarter, very good defender, no doubt. Winning move. But is Mikal Bridges supposed to be an all-star? The answer is no. That doesn't mean he can't be.
Right.
The answer is no. The expectation for Karl Anthony Towns is to be the number two. Or, some nights, fluctuating. Yeah. The number one, him and Jalen Brunson, the duo to get the Knicks their first championships in 73. Every other great team has two. You had Tim Duncan, you had Kawhi, you had Kobe, you had Shaq, you have Steph, you had Klay back in the day. And he's done nothing close to doing this. And people need to understand that.
The one word I don't like that's been associated with Karl Anthony Towns
is what, soft?
Yeah. And that doesn't fly with me in general, but specifically when we talk about the New York Knicks, the one thing you would never want, I don't care how talented they are, is a soft player. However, against my inner core beliefs, the league has gotten soft.
It's a soft
league. So I'm all for it. I thought this was the right move from the get-go. This is the perfect fit. You and I have been debating this, whether it's Hartenstein, whatever, or Mitchell Robinson. Like, they needed a big who could actually shoot and stretch the floor. And they got the best big, the best shooting big that you could possibly ask for in Karl Anthony Towns. He's from here, too. Like, I need to see it with my own eyes. That's what I'm excited to watch. And I want to see how Karl Anthony Towns is here, because from afar he looks lethal, but then he's labeled soft. They fall short. And in New York, you're right, it's a different animal here. It's going to be a different type of pressure. It is a championship or bust season.
It's a different. No, it's no question. Yeah. It's a different level of analysis here, Sal. You think about this, where you go back to last year, it was 50 wins. It was a great season and a lot of fun. And all right, here we go. Culture completely established. Brunson a superstar. You make one little move, it's time to win a championship. And sometimes it is linear. Sometimes it does go from step A to step B to step C, and boom, you win the championship. But I just feel like there's a lot of people who are glossing over some important stuff. First of all, the Knicks have not won 54 games since Carmelo and Mike Woodson back in 2012-2013. Mm. Like, we're throwing out these numbers. Knicks, and I'm not saying they can. Knicks can win 60. Knicks can do this. Tap the brakes. I mean, the last time they won 55 or more was back in 1996.
Oh, yeah, now, I love that year.
What does it? Yeah. What does it mean? Like, Van Gundy was. It means nothing specific to this team because it's a different team with a different coach and a different president, mm. different GM, all that stuff. All right, but what it does mean, it should reassert to you, the Knicks fan, that this ain't going to be easy. And I feel like people are there's almost an assumption. And the reason why last year was so fun is because we were on the defensive. We were like caged animals. We were the underdog. As a Knicks base, we were in the attack mode. And maybe they will still be in the attack mode. But I feel like now Knicks fans are waiting for it to come to them instead of going to get it. And that's the mindset that I'm just, hey. Karl Anthony Towns has to prove it. Yeah, you're right, he can shoot. Every three-pointer he shot was in relative anonymity. Nobody cared what he did in Minnesota. It's the Garden. Now it matters.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you to the Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Joe is in New Jersey. Joe? What's up, Joe?
Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, man? Good show, guys.
Joe, hold on one sec. It's funny. Hold on. So Sal looks at the, and I didn't know this until I moved to New Jersey either. It's Hohokus, right? And he's
Hohokus. Looking at, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah, I didn't know until I moved. He's looking at the city. He's like, yeah, let me just say Joe in New Jersey. Go it's ahead, Hohokus. Joe. That stumped me back in the day, too. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, next time I'll just say it's Jersey. I know the producer was having a little bit of trouble, but it is a real town. But Brandon, seems like you found a new punching bag. You went from Lindor to now Cat. I disagree with you saying that he's never felt pressure. The guy was the number one pick.
Yep.
He's played well in the NBA after people called him soft. He's played a lot better. Now he's 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's from the New Jersey tri-state area.
That's right.
The fact that he has family here, I think, will only help the pressure along, and he doesn't have to be the guy because Jalen Brunson is still the guy.
No, but hold on, Joe. I'm going to correct you on that, Joe. Hold on a sec, buddy. No, you're going to have to be the guy some nights. You're going to have to, like, against the Boston Celtics when you play, if they're there, and this is the point, not against the Raptors in February or the Cavaliers in a late January night. He's going to have his fingerprints all over this team, and he's going to. But now he's got to go win a championship. There's no more moves to make. The Knicks shot every bullet. That's it. They exhausted everything. There's no more moves to make. This is the team.
And I'm sure he will have his nights, but he doesn't have to be the guy every night, Brandon. I agree with that. Brunson's going to be the guy every night. I'm sure Cat will have his nights, just like Mikal Bridges will have his nights as well.
Yep.
And as far as the bench, don't sleep on the guy that the Knicks drafted. They love him, and he's NBA ready as far as shooting. The fact that the Knicks traded for this guy, remember, Tom already coached them. He wouldn't accept this trade or okay this trade if he didn't think he can get the best out of Cat.
Thank you for the call there, Joe. No. Let me refute one thing. It's not a new target. No. I mean, that's not my intention. It's to point out to many of you who I believe are missing something that's very, very important. Maybe I finally learned a lesson with the Jets this year. Like, I'm done assuming anything.
You know, it's funny you say
really
that.
I really am.
I'm glad you said that because as I'm listening to you, and I think this is a great conversation. I love having it with you talking Knicks, okay, ahead of opening night and the expectations. But all the stuff you're saying about the Knicks now is the exact opposite. And it's what I was saying about the Jets. Just, hey, I get it, but we need to actually see it.
Yeah.
So now you got burnt by the Jets multiple times, not doing it with the Knicks. Meanwhile, I'm with the Knicks, like, championship, baby.
Yep. And by the way, that's funny. It's a loose translation there or transfer because the Knicks deserve a lot more respect than the Jets and belief than the Jets have ever given us. And that's what, listen, I know they're going to win 50 games. I know they're going to be good. You know, that's the off. Anybody can watch them and look at the talent. What I'm saying is, he is now in a position, Sal, that he's never been in. And there's a transfer of power. There's a redefining of expectations. And there's an energy in this city, especially with the Knicks, unlike any other team in the NBA or any other city in our country. When things go well, hey, he's going to be the man. But if there's an element of softness, he's going to get pounded.
Right. Soft is the one word. You cannot be in this town, especially in that building, wearing that jersey. You just can't.
I don't care how the game's evolved to being softer. You won't get away with that. Mm-hmm. We sniff it. It's why we love players like DiVincenzo, let's say, who's less talented, but it's hard and tough as they come.
Draymond.
John Stark, same thing. Like, this goes back forever. Yeah, whatever. And Draymond's, you know, a great player in a league, or at least was a
but
great
tough.
Player. You want toughness, especially in this town and in that building. So I'm curious to see how it plays out. But the big difference of why I believe in this team is because of they have that, like, even if you just compare it to the Jets for a second, they have the head coach. Well, they have the head coach. And to your point, like, they've been building this thing for years. The foundation was put in place. The iffy thing about this team is that the foundation was shook a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed now. Yes, Brunson and Tibbs or whatever, and still some other core pieces there, but Bridges coming in and Karl-Anthony Towns coming in, that's a significant shift in the dynamic of this team. They went from, like we talk about with the Mets, like they didn't have enough of the talent eventually get over the top. The Knicks realized they were at a point where they needed more talent, so they broke up some of that great chemistry, which made them so fun to watch and which made them so successful.
Mm-hmm.
Is this talent going to have similar chemistry or be able to overcome whatever they lack in chemistry by the upgrade in talent? That's the biggest question.
Well, they could maybe get to the same place and beyond, but it's going to be a different script because it's a different energy. DiVincenzo's energy is very different than Karl-Anthony Towns. Now, listen, I watched him at Kentucky. I watch a lot of the NBA. I'm not calling him soft. I'm not saying that. He's a little finesse, that's for sure. He likes to flick those jump shots. Now, luckily,
is he soft because he's a big who shoots?
Yeah, that's pretty much that's the correlation. I'm not saying like he's backing down or getting a few rebounds. No, I'm not saying that. But I don't know if he's going out there hunting smoke, and you kind of want that from your five, you know, from your big, you know, whether it's Ewing smashing a dunk along the baseline in Alonzo Mourning's face in Miami when Patrick was kind of at the end, or Oak and all those other Knicks, you know, playing with aggression. Same with Dante last year and some of these other Knicks. So I need to reassert this too. It's the last move. They have been building a little tile here, a little brass doornail here, a little doormat here, a little chandelier. This is the house, man.
This is it.
This is, and it's a beautiful home. Is it the best mansion on the block? I can't say that yet because the elements they brought in are going to be so important and they're so new. This I have to see. I got to see this one.
Omar's in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar?
Ooh.
How are you? Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
That's our big Knicks buddy. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, listen. Sal, and I'm a big Knicks fan. I never, never, never root against my team. Never, never, never. I was upset with the trade. The reason I was upset with the trade, that I wanted to see 14-2 Knicks with Julius Randle and Bridges included. You didn't play. Without Bridges, you were with Ananobi and Julius Randle and no Mitch Robinson. You were 14-2, and you were blowing away the opponent. If that thing doesn't work out, I wanted to see it, that everybody healthy.
They didn't give it a chance.
We didn't get the chance. Now, where is my reservation? My reservations are, Karl-Anthony Towns has become from a softy. He has become a little bit hard-nosed. He's not the same player that the Miami Heat, when he was in Minnesota with the Miami Heat and Thibodeau was there at that time. He was soft. He's not the same soft. Yes, he's not the soft player the way he was. He has built up his career and he goes to the basket. He's a hard-nosed. He has become a hard-nosed. He's not a softy the way
he was. So what's the issue, Omar?
The issue is, when he makes a free throw, he comes to the press conference and he says, that's why I came here. That's what I made up for. Second issue. Now Julius Randle go on your power forward and an OB. And now Achiuwa has a hamstring problem. So your bench is nothing. Now he's going to play 40 minutes. Bridges has a broken jump shot. Karl-Anthony Towns on a three-point is already in a slump. Josh Hart doesn't know what his role is. So the team that has a lot of chemistry with him. There is a question mark in the beginning, and Josh Hart is not happy with that trade. And you traded the best player, the best hit that I have ever seen in a game 7. The guy who has a heart to show up, DiVincenzo. You traded who hit? I have never seen a championship. So I have seen the biggest hit, Allen Houston, and that DiVincenzo 3 was the biggest shot in the league history. And you traded that guy for got Andrew Jones, who is making $60 million, right? And you didn't want to give, you just said that $40 million, that is the trade only because they didn't want to give Julius Sanders the money. That's what the trade is.
Just make sure you call us when they lose three in a row. I can only imagine how worked up you're going to be. Good God. I mean, I'm just pointing out some reservations. This guy's basically busting out the tombstone already.
Knicks tip off tonight. Jeez. Omar's already lost his mind. I thought you were upset about the DiVincenzo trade. I mean, my goodness, Omar, he's on another level.
I got to tell you, when I watched, it was a football Sunday, so I didn't watch the whole thing, but the DiVincenzo with Jalen's pops, Rachel.
Yeah.
Rick, just seeing DiVincenzo, and this is separate about, you know, from what we started the show with, in a different uniform didn't sit right with me.
It's your guy.
He was a Nick. He fit perfect. And they're going to miss him. They're going to miss him.
I know, but they got better.
I know, but, well, they might have.
They got more talent.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we haven't seen that always work out in this town.
That's true. That's Mr. Rogers.
There's another part of this that I want to get to when we come back, and we'll continue with your call as well. 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. We have a very, very busy show today with Jermaine Illuminor coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. I'm looking forward to talking to him specifically about the offensive line and the Giants mess that's gone on there. BT, we'll get to that and a lot of baseball stuff. I have a bone to pick with a lot of people from yesterday. We'll do that later on. But maybe the Knicks could be the team to join the Yankees. Yanks are in the World Series. Maybe the Knicks get to a championship.
Well, they got the pieces to do it, and we'll get back to the Nick Coles here in a minute. Yeah, we're going to get you guys at the stadium. It's going to be a big, big deal, obviously, for the show. Game 3 Yankee tickets. We can't tell you exactly when. It's going to be soon, so make sure that you are ready to go to the Bronx and get nuts. Championship number 28, not going to be easy. Dodgers are going to be a handful. Star power everywhere. World Series revisited back in the day. What a great rivalry. But we'll get you in there. Game 3 in the Bronx.
Wait,
at some point.
I didn't even know this.
Well,
so we as a show or just the station? We as a show are giving away tickets to the World Series?
Oh, yeah.
Just Game 3?
And possibly beyond if necessary.
Dude, those tickets are you see what they're going for?
I did.
Somebody was telling me yesterday, like $1,000 bucks, I think, maybe even $1,100 bucks for standing
room. Can you move over an inch, please? I paid my
$1,200. Standing room only $1,100 bucks?
Hey, listen, it's the World Series.
13 Boyles tell me, $1,300 bucks.
For you, well, not for our listeners. We're the home of the Yanks, and we're obviously getting you there. It's going to be, and listen, every day is going to have Yankee stuff. There's no question. As we get a little closer, I'm doing a Saturday show. I don't know what time yet. I've got to look at the kids' schedules. Ryan asked me, hey, you want to jump in Saturday? Absolutely. It's yeah.
Here we go. It's World go Series. Time, baby. Get him in now. By the way, if we give away tickets to game 4 or 5, could be a potential clincher out at the stadium.
You know,
for the Dodgers.
I tell you, there's. Listen, I'm not gonna. You're an ass. That's funny. That's funny.
Just kidding.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not. That's fine. Listen, I know who you're rooting for. That's fine. There's nothing like winning a World Series, obviously, but there's nothing like winning it in your crib. And when they won it in '96, and one thing, we got an email from Ryan this morning. I think we're gonna do something like any Yankee fan that's on the air here, whether it's me or Keith or Sean. Morash and some others.
C-Mac, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean to omit Chris. C-Mac, of course. Like, we're going deep into the scrapbook, any old pictures that we have. And I don't know if I I said this on my Saturday show. Remember, I did Saturday, you did Sunday a couple weeks ago? I don't know how it came up, but I have a picture. I've got to find it. I've got a picture of me hanging from the top of, I climbed up a light post.
Oh,
and
geez.
I'm hanging from the river. After we clinched it in 96, I mean, it was absolutely wacky.
Why am I not surprised by that?
Dude, that was a tough climb.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was up there.
I'm sure. It's pretty impressive.
It was fun. I was also younger.
Wild man, wacko, PT and Sal.
Couldn't do it now, that's for sure.
I'll tell you this. If the Knicks find themselves in the finals winning a championship, I'll be hanging
Statue
from the
Liberty.
We'll both be hanging from the lamppost. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Chris is in Flint, Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, boys. Jeez. How's it going? I know it's loud.
Yeah.
I know it's loud always.
He's in the factory.
Go ahead.
I am. All right, so hey, before I get to my Knicks point, I want to thank the Mets for giving me a top 5 season in my Mets.
Oh, God, stop it. Stop it. Get to the Knicks. The Mets lost. I can't take it.
When it comes to Cat, and everyone says he's soft, and you don't know what you're going to get with this team and when he gets here. We said the same thing about Brunson. But when I think about Cat, I think pressure is a privilege. I think him playing 41 games in the Garden, he's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
He works with this team. Him and Brunson, like you said, that pick and roll, that's going to help a lot. If you get Bridges and his shot working, I'm excited, guys. I got to tell you, I'm pumped up. I got my Brunson jersey on. My little guy took his to school. Let's go, Knicks. Let's do this.
100%.
Oh, there you go,
Chris.
Chris,
there's no doubt, and it's not to stifle anybody's enthusiasm. The Knicks are going to be, you know, marquee must-watch. I mean, I can't wait. I don't care who they're playing. It could be the most obscure, you know, middle-of-the-season matchup against bottom feeder.
Yeah,
Knicks Pistons, somebody like that, for sure. I can't wait. You do have to understand, though, the one thing that's quietly happened to Karl-Anthony Towns the last couple of years, and I remember, like, when he first burst on the scene, you know, his first 3 years, he played 82 games, 82 games, 82 games. Every single night he played literally for his first 3 years. And then season number 4, he played 77 out of 82. So his percentage of games played his first 4 years was like 98 change, which is amazing for a big. But it's kind of reversed itself. He's missed a lot of action, and I don't want to bore you with numbers, but when you look at his, you guys could go do it yourself, just take my word for it. When you look at his playoff numbers, now, a lot of it's depending upon who you're playing with, who you're playing against, I got it, but there's a pretty stark drop-off in production as he gets to the playoffs. Now, will it be easier with Jalen with the pick and pop? It should be. But he's got to do it.
We also saw a drop-off in production from Julius Randle in the postseason. Now, I believed in Randle, and I was in line with Omar's thinking where I wanted to just see this through. But the Knicks felt that they had an opportunity here, and they took their final swing, whatever you want to call it. And you can't argue that Karl-Anthony Towns is a clear, better fit than Julius Randle was. I love Randle. Love his toughness. He can't shoot the way that Karl-Anthony Towns can from the perimeter.
No. And the spacing and the ability to pass over people. All right, so let me ask you this. Let me flip it to you. Anyway, it's not my intention to come across as overly negative. I think the Knicks are going to be really, really good. But I do think people, if you're just tuning in, are a little presumptuous in like just how fast this thing's going to start humming off the ground. Their bench is a little weak. They're a little banged up. And you got to get chemistry. And I can really, I have my question for you. Hey, Brandon, what were the two most important things to the Knicks last year? I would say Jalen Brunson and chemistry.
Right.
Brunson's back. Chemistry's going to be different. So I've got to see how it looks. But you're right. We had different opinions on Randle. This is what I want you to answer to. I really strongly thought that they should and strongly thought that they would eventually trade him. Not to pat myself on the back. That's not what it's about. Yeah. So now that they've done it and you were more reluctant, you were holding on to them more.
Yeah, I didn't think they would. I thought maybe in season, if anything, I did not. I thought they were going to give this a run with, one, with one Randle. Run,
because they had the good 15 games with OG, with Brunson, and obviously Randle. Okay, so now that they took their big swing, really nothing else to do, as we've said a few times here, scale the 1 to 10. You got rid of Randle. You know who you brought in for him. Where? Give me the number. I don't think it's a 10 for you.
Of what?
How much you like
believe
you,
in this
yeah.
trade?
I don't think it's not a 10 for me.
I'm at least a 9, I would say, because it's the perfect fit. Like, I didn't want to give up Randle, but for this player, what I know watching this team, it was a dire need. They needed a big who could stretch the floor, and they got it. And, you have to obviously give to get. Did I love giving DiVincenzo in it? No, I would have loved to have him off the bench still.
Gonna miss him.
But also the unknown. There were a lot of – there were going to be question marks going into this year too, but there was still a lot if you were to go in with Randle. Because you didn't know how Randle and Brunson were going to work together, especially now with Bridges in the mix and everybody healthy. We saw it succeed, sure, for a short period of time, but you throw Bridges in there. Can Randle be, he was going to have to play some five and stretch the floor.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Okay, so if you're going to have Randle have to play the five and stretch the floor anyway, why not just get somebody who you know is better at that?
Yeah.
I wish that Karl-Anthony Towns, and I don't know, we'll see him play out here, but I wish that he had the intangibles, the toughness that Randle had. He embraced New York. I think he thrived in New York with that. He fed off it. He became stronger with the New York. I don't like the stuff that you hear about soft, that makes you think it's the opposite. But I know he fits better because he's a better shooter. He's a big who can stretch the floor and is a more consistent, better shooter than Randle. I would say 9 at least. Tino's in Staten Island. What's up, Tino?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
What's up, Tino? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. Remember, we met each other about a little over a week ago at Arkham. Remember, I told you I was going to call you in. You remember?
Of course, man. I remember. I was a great restaurant. Great bumping into you, man. We had a good time that night. What's going on?
I just want to call you. Obviously, we were talking about the Jets that night. Yeah. We're not talking about the Jets now. We're talking about Knicks basketball. And, you know, guys, I'm very somber about the deal. I haven't got a chance to even discuss it with you guys. I have my reservations on this deal. I don't know how it's going to work because I honestly think Randle's a better player than Towns. I've watched Towns play. I watched Towns play. He's very – check his box score of the years of all games played. The dude is always hurt. He doesn't play a lot of games. He reminds me – he's like OG. I'm very scared to have two of those guys that are consistently hurt that don't play more than 40 to 50 games a year. You look at Randle and you look at Towns. They're comparable players. Actually, Randle has better numbers overall. He's a two-time NBA. He made the second team once. He made the third team. He's an all-star. Plus, you gave away DiVincenzo. I don't understand what was the rush of making the deal. You could have made this deal at any time. Let's wait till December and January and see how these guys mesh first instead of doing the deal 25 days before the season starts. You know, Minnesota was going to move him regardless because they didn't want to pay the tax.
Yes.
His new contract, they were going to move him regardless. They were going to move him. So that's why I don't understand why Leon Rose rushed to make this deal when he could have made it in December or January if the Knicks were struggling.
I think that's a really interesting point, and thanks for making the call, and really good bumping into you, man. We had a good time at the restaurant Arca. I told you about that. You have to go there.
No, you didn't tell me about that. You told me about something else. No, I have notes of it. You said, I make notes in my phone about
it.
To-do list. You told me High Lawn Restaurant.
Oh, that's pretty money, too. High Lawn.
What's going on?
I mean, I'm just trying to welcome you to New Jersey. I'm trying to give you tips.
Yeah, all right. Would you say Arca?
Arca.
And what kind of food is this?
Well, it's Italian. It's fairly new, so I still haven't determined if it's a hard C or a soft C. I'm kind of from the soft C, like Arca, but I think it's Arca.
Oh, okay.
A-R-C. Right. It's phenomenal.
Like acai.
Oh, look at you.
I used to think it was can I get an acai bowl?
Yeah.
Let me get one of those acai bowls. You need some blueberries in it, granola a little bit?
I think we both needed a little culture at some point. Yeah, I know. All right, so I think that last point by Tino is a really good one. Like, why now? Because there, and you know where I stood on Randle. Respect, but you had to move him eventually. But you didn't necessarily have to do it 25 days before the start of the season. You could have gone into it, OG's healthy, Jalen's healthy, and Randle's healthy off the shoulder. See what you have as a trio, and then make the determination after 25, 30 games, see where you're at.
Right, but then maybe it would have been too late with Minnesota. Who knows?
No, they had to get out of the tax. They have to trade him, or they had to. They were going to trade him no matter what.
Well, now, right, but I'm saying, why not then? Couldn't they trade him to somebody else?
They could.
Didn't jump on it.
But they could.
I feel like they, and by the way, I'm not going to disagree. I need to watch Cole Anthony Towns consistently here. I've watched Julius Randle for years, and I know he's a tremendous player.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't necessarily disagree saying that Randle's the better overall player. However, Cole Anthony Towns should be the better fit. Now, maybe he is the better player and the better fit, but he's clearly a
Towns is better. I disagree with Tino. Towns is a better player.
Randle, All-NBA, defensively as well.
And did you feel good when he had the ball with 13 seconds to go in the game?
That's kind of my point, is that the fit, while I loved Randle, I felt like even with him as the guy for this Knicks team, only took him so far. Then when Brunson came in to be the guy, we all questioned how Randle was going to fit. And then even if he did fit well, what about the postseason where he struggled for whatever reason, being hurt, whatever it may be?
Sure, sure.
But there were still question marks about how it was going to gel together. And, you know, Randle needs to be on the ball. He was much better on the ball. He's not a great shooter. So I think Karl Anthony Towns, and maybe he's not going to be the better player. Maybe he is. But I think he's clearly the better fit.
Let me leave you with this real fast. And I do agree he's the better fit. Eventually that will happen. But last year, and again, they were overmatched a little bit here in talking about the Dallas and the Western Conference Finals, the matchup with Dallas. He is a 40% three-point shooter for his career. Yeah. Shot 24% in the conference finals. He was, I think, 8 for 33. Imagine if he was 24% in the Eastern Conference Finals.
He would become, the Knicks fans would just get all, like.
And rightfully so.
No, you're right. Nobody's going to touch Brunson.
Huh?
Probably nobody's going to touch anybody who's been here before this year.
Mm-hmm.
That means Bridges, if he can't get his shot going.
Oh, yeah, Bridges will get rocked if he's not on point.
And Cole Anthony Towns specifically. A big who is known for being soft. If he doesn't knock down those shots, he's going to get ripped apart.
And I'm not making up a number. That literally happened.
No,
he shot 24% in the conference finals. So I hope that's not the case. But it looks like a really, really good fit. And the Knicks should be really, really good. I think it's the first time in my life I'm finally saying I got to see it, rather than taking a leap of faith and saying, here we go.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. I was going to get to this before we got distracted with the Yankees World Series tickets, which, by the way, we will be giving away on Friday, so stay tuned for that. It's going to save you some money if you win those, like $1,300, whatever it may be, just to get in. Anyway, so the reason why I believe, we're talking Knicks, of course, to opening night tonight. The reason why I do believe it's going to work is because of Tibbs. I just have all the confidence in the world, and I know Tibbs needs to prove himself in the postseason and get over the hump, and now he's got a championship roster and all that, but do you really think, and you could, by extension, Leon Rose as well, do you really think Rose and Tibbs would make a mistake of bringing in a guy that might not fit the chemistry or might not fit what they do? They've been almost perfect so far with every move that they've made, and Tibbs has coached this guy before,
mm-hmm.
so he would know him as well as he would know any other player because he's actually coached him before. The fact that he would be willing to bring him in, knowing it's probably what they need and knowing that he could get the most out of him, that's in part, if not the main reason why I believe it's going to work with Karl Anthony Towns.
That's a good point about Tom Thibodeau. Now, he's a championship boy. He's got to get this. But if he ever does get a championship with the Knicks, he's going to be spoken about like Tom Coughlin. Because to me, he's changed as much as any coach or manager. He has evolved when most people thought he was incapable of it. I mean, Tom Thibodeau was, you know, a grinder, and he would just wear players out, and it was old school, and we love old school, but there's got to be a modification in a long season, right? Got to keep players fresh mentally and physically. He didn't love the three-point shot early. He did some soul-searching, and I think that, you know, Tom Thibodeau, the last couple of years, has shown to be not only a good coach, but a borderline great coach, and the fact that he was with Karl Anthony Towns obviously tells me all I need to know. They had issues, and they both acknowledge it. And they both acknowledge that they were in a different space. Carl's a more mature player, maybe a little tougher, certainly more refined. And Tom Thibodeau has proven to be more adaptable. So that's good. And Leon Rose has done so much good. But it doesn't mean there can't be a first big mistake. And I'm not saying that this will be it, but
do you think soft would work here, even with the
evolution? He's not soft. Okay. Let me just dispel. No, right. It will not work here.
Okay, and with the evolution of Tom Thibodeau, like, he's not going to accept. You saw Evan Fournier, who was supposed, like, the Knicks needed scoring. Fournier was supposed to be a lights-out shooter, and was for a period of time, but he didn't even see the floor because Tibbs wouldn't deal with his lazy style of play and all that, you know, type stuff, not playing hard at both ends of the floor. Like, it's not going to cut it. If he thought that Karl Anthony Towns would be anything close to soft or not giving it his all or had the bad attitude, I don't think they would have brought him in to begin with.
I probably agree with that as well. I mean, when you look at Karl Anthony Towns, you know that the skill is superior to almost any other big in the NBA, so right. You start with that. He's a terrific young man. He's smart. I remember I met him, me and Teak met him, the day after he was drafted. We were doing the old national show, and he was in here and for the NBA draft, and he came into, I don't know if he was on with somebody at the, I don't know why he was here, but we were talking to him, and he actually, he told us he wants to be a surgeon when he's retired. Now, I don't know if he's kind of put that on hold a little bit. I haven't really heard him talk about it, but
surgeon,
very smart young man, very fertile mind, borderline brilliant.
How do you go from being a basketball player to being a surgeon?
Well, I mean, you have juggled both aspects of life incredibly well,
is
better
that even
than most.
Possible, like we,
yeah, it is.
We applaud Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson. Like that, I think would take the cake.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was now not quite the player. Remember Michael Doliak?
Yeah,
the big from the Knicks from Utah. He, I think he may have, he very similarly wanted to become a doctor after he was done. The point is, I think sometimes when you're an intellectual, which I believe Karl Anthony Towns is, you don't project.
Are you labeled as soft?
Jagged edges, yeah. You know.
Well, I want the rough edge guy. I want the blue collar guy.
I do too, yeah. But provided the deep thinker is knocking down threes at 40% and doing the pick and roll, I'll take that as well.
I want the Ivy League smart dude to cut me up if I need surgery.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I want the lunch pail. Blue collar,
I got it, dog.
Punchy in the teeth on the court. I mean, that's...
Well, that's Julius Randle, right?
Yeah, well,
and he's also what we're saying is he's also dribbling into a double team, you know, with 7 seconds left in the game and banging it off his foot and clanking to about 19% effectiveness from behind the arc when it matters. So you can have the dog. I'll take the more talented player, but now he's got to show he's got the shoulders to burden this because now the pressure starts.
Fran is calling from Poughkeepsie. What's up, Fran?
Hey, bud.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
First thing, Sal, you got this nailed today. I mean, you're right on the money, man. They made this trade before the season started for one reason, and that's to get these guys playing together rather than bringing them in 20 games and having to figure out how to gel. They might be 10-10 after 20 games and can't afford to waste time trying to gel. So I think that's why they brought them in it before the season started.
I think that's fair. And by the way, you know, we were talking about this before the show. Fran, thanks for the call. Chemistry matters, I think, certainly more than baseball. I mean, you want some gelling on the offensive line, but I think chemistry matters most in basketball because if you don't click with somebody, you're not giving them the ball. And if they're not getting the ball, everything deteriorates. And even just trusting somebody to help you defensively, chemistry is paramount in the NBA. So I think that's a good point. Get them in now and let them work out the kinks and see what happens. But I'll say this about the Knicks. Like, if they hit their optimal level, they don't even have to be the one or the two seed. They will be equipped in May or June to go on the road, Boston, wherever, and win a seven-game series, even if they don't have that seventh game at the Garden. They have that possibility.
The timing of the trade, to me, tells me that they made their decision last year or before that with Randle. See, I wasn't sure that was the case. I thought, and I know Tibbs loved Randle and Rose as well, but we know where Randle was at. They were never going to extend him and all that stuff. Okay. So we knew that eventually they were going to have to trade him. To your point, it's why you said you thought they were going to trade him either in season, off season, whatever. You said it would happen before the season. I didn't think that was going to happen because I thought they wanted to see what they had with the new mix of Anunoby and obviously Bridges, whatever, with a healthy Julius Randle. And the fact that they did it before the season makes me know now that they knew all along that they believed Randle could only take them so far, or this mix could only take them so far. So they were looking for, okay, how are we going to get to the next level? This trade, you know, made it became available, and they pulled the trigger, which I do think is the right thing to do. You don't make a trade like this in season if you could help it. If you could get this done before the season, why wouldn't you do it before the season?
Yeah, you have more of a learning curve to get through some stuff. Now, this Knicks bench is going to be an issue. I mean, first of all, I don't love it to begin with, although I did like the drafting of Tyler Cole. You and I talked about that for Marquette.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he's going to play tonight.
He's going to replace your boy Devo.
Yeah. He's different. He's not quite like DiVincenzo's like an explosive athlete. Tyler's more smart and shifty. And
he should be a better shooter, no?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, no. Better shooter. I mean, DiVincenzo set the 3-point ball. You still can't give him his due.
He's not a consistent shooter.
Either way, Kolek is like an old school pick and pop, you know, get the ball in the right spot. He's going to be fine. Let's say he can be a star. But Precious Achiuwa.
Deuce.
Well, I love the Deuces. Right. That's the TNT coming off the bench. Achiuwa's hurt. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 to 4 weeks. So if you're reevaluated in 2 to 4 weeks, do you get back on the court in 5 or 6? Maybe. Landry Shamet, who I do like, jacked up his shoulder. Mitch Robinson is not coming back till 2025. He's hurt. What else is new? So they're not going to have a lot of firepower off the bench to start, which means there'll be more eyes on the starters and how they look. And I'm not going to overreact to some real. If they lose tonight by 15, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to go nuts. My main point about, because I know it's a race. It's a long, long marathon race. I look at this team, and I believe they can win the championship. But I got to see how, ironically, the kid who's from here, from New Jersey,
right,
Edison, how he handles this. Because when you play for Minnesota, nobody cares.
You know, and yes, it's going to be a different animal in New York, but the beauty of this Knicks roster, I'm not saying the bench doesn't matter, but when we saw this with the Sixers series. Like, you look at it and be like, man, this team's not deep at all. Yeah, but they got the stars. And now the Knicks, look at their starting five. They're freaking loaded. So they're going to be playing the majority of the time. I think they could overcome a less than bench because they're so top-loaded with that starting rotation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.